Blog Talk Radio.
The New Radio Church of God. With Apostle Yeshua. Preparing a people for God's kingdom. Teaching and expounding the simple truth of your Bible. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Apostle Yeshua.
And greetings, friends and brethren. My friends and brethren, tonight, I hope you heed that scripture that talks about trembling at God's word. Because tonight, I will give you a special message from God regarding our state and sinful nature. And in order to repent and turn from our evil ways, and start obeying and giving heed to God's commandments and statutes before it is too late. Modern day Israel has been spiritually drunk with the false doctrines and teachings of false ministers and prophets for too long, and now God has given me a commission to be just as Noah was, a preacher of righteousness and a watchman, and to cry aloud and spare not, and show you and me our sins, because we are all sinners. Never forget that. Oh yes, I forgot, except Julie Mayer. She is always walking in holiness, right? Very self-righteous woman. Not a humble woman at all. In fact, she sent me a video from YouTube today about some worldly song from Marilyn Bailey, where she claims she has a heart of stone, and no matter how people try to push her, she won't fall. Because she's made of titanium, supposed to be the strongest alloy around, even stronger than steel. But I am not proud to say I'm made of flesh and blood, and I'm a wretched man and a mere piece of junk, not even worthy to be thrown into the junk pile, as I remind God in my prayers every day. You see, I believe in that scripture in Isaiah that says, all our righteousness are as filthy rags before God. Amen? So now I would like you to turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the fifth chapter, and I'm going to take it from verse 1. It says, run you to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, or a woman for that matter, if there be any that executes judgment, that seeks the truth, and I will pardon it. Now let me tell you, my friends, if you go to Jerusalem in this end times and you walk about the city, all you're going to find is a lot of pornography, perhaps a lot of homosexuals. You're going to find a lot of confusion, religious confusion, a lot of craziness, a lot of violence, and many a guard, a policeman, and a soldier patrolling those streets. That's what you will find in Jerusalem today. But you will not find anyone doing the right thing or seeking the truth of God. No, my friends and brethren, you will not find such a one in Jerusalem today. Verse 2, and though they say the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. You know, you may see all those rabbinic Jews wearing black, you know, standing in front of the wailing wall over there, you know, you know, doing a stupid prayer, you know, like looking so sanctimonious, looking so righteous, you know, and saying proudly, you know, in Hebrew, the Lord lives, the Lord lives, the Lord lives. But you know what? They are the kind of Jews that Jesus spoke about in Revelation. They're a synagogue of Satan. They don't know God, the true God that is, from a hole in the ground. And I'm telling you that in Christ on authority. Verse 3, O Lord, are not thine eyes upon thee true? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces hotter than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord. Let me tell you, you know, they profess a lot that they are the chosen people of God. They profess that they know, you know, the books of the Torah and the Talmud. And, of course, other, you know, very questionable books like the Zohar, the Kabbalah, which are really occult books. And they think that they're very knowledgeable in the things of God. But the Bible says, your Bible says, that the way of the Lord they know not, nor the judgment of their God, the very God that they claim to worship. Verse 5, I will get me unto the great man, and I will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord, and the judgment of their God, but these have altogether broken the yoke, and burst the bonds. And you know, my friends, just recently I did a special service, you know, of prayer, precisely to break down the strongholds, to break the bonds. These are the kind of men that God needs in this day and time. Men like I am, serving God with the truth, preaching the simple, plain truth of your Bible, believe it or not. It's about time you wake up to that fact. Verse 6, wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Everyone that goes out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. Their backslidings are increased. You know, it seems like, you know, the more God punishes modern day Israel, the more evil they do. They don't get it. You know, they're doing their same old wicked and perverse thing. Their backsliding are increased. Verse 7. How shall I pardon you for this? Thy children have forsaken me and swore by them that are no gods. You know, they're false gods, they're false idols. When I have fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. That's all they think about day and night. Sex, 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 whoredom, and, you know, going after hookers, going after harlots. You know, it's amazing, you know, how women nowadays, you know, they dress up like hookers. You know, they tattoo their bodies to look enticing. You know, they wear, you know, clothing of sluts. And so men are accustomed to this. And that's what you will find in Jerusalem, by the way, a lot of those. I was watching a video the other day. And, you know, it's incredible how many, you know, brothels and how many, you know, whorehouses they got over there in Israel, in the so-called state of Israel. Because let me tell you right now, my friends and brethren, it's about time you wake up. That is just the tribe of Judah. that the Jews are not the whole of Israel. We in this United States of America are Israel. We in Canada, in the United Kingdom, in the Netherlands, in Denmark, those are the rest of the tribes of Israel. They just lost their identity. They don't know it. But they are modern day Israel. What you find in the Middle East is the tribe of Judah and Levi. That's what you got there. That's it. We are modern day Israel. It's about time you wake up to that fact and you get that, my friends and brethren. Verse 8. They were as fed horses in the morning, everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. You know, there's a lot of lust and coveting after, you know, other men's wife and property. And, you know, everybody wants to screw somebody out there. Incredible stuff. One of the most incredible phenomena that I have observed in this end times is, you know, just how many black men are getting the upper hand when it comes to white women. Every white woman I know out there is practically hooked up to a black man. Incredible stuff. Frankly, it's disturbing. Verse 9, shall I not visit for this thing, say the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged in such a nation as this? Tell you, we have the crummiest, most pitiful nation in the world right now. Modern day Israel. The most wicked, the most perverse. Blow you up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not of the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, say the Lord. They have bellied the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we cease word nor famine. So they're very proud, you know. They think that, you know, because they put on their coins and their money in God we trust, so nothing is going to happen to us, you know. We are the greatest nation in the world. Nothing is going to happen to us. No one is going to touch us. We have the greatest army, the greatest everything. And you know what, my friends? They don't know that they're wretched, blind, naked, just like Christ called one of the churches in Revelation. They have lost everything. And Russia, their old enemy, is about to take over, believe it or not, very soon. Russia is going to come here and kick butt. I'm telling you, my friends, it's about time you wake up to that fact. Mr. Vladimir Putin is just getting ready for that. Yes, that old Soviet Union, is that old sleeping bear, is hibernating now, but it's going to wake up very soon. And it's going to create havoc in this United States of America. You think I'm crazy, right? Well, you're going to see it with your own eyes. Trust me, my friends and brethren. Verse 13, and the prophets or the preachers shall become wind, and the word is not in them. You see, all these preachers with the mega churches, all these preachers that you hear in your Sunday churches, all the preachers that you see on those TV shows, you know, they're not real preachers of God. They're not real men of God. They're false preachers, false prophets, and I'm telling you that in Christ's own authority, they don't have the truth of God in them. Not one single one of them has. It's about time you wake up. It says the word is not in them, that shall it be done unto them. Verse 14, wherefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, meaning me, because I speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and these people would, and it shall devour them. So yes, a lot of people don't like my preaching. A lot of people criticize my preaching. They hate me, because when I speak, it's fire, that comes out of my mouth and consumes them. It consumes them and devours them. It pierces them. Because I tell you the truth, my friends, I don't beat around the bush. I don't pull any punches. I say it like it is. You know, I exercise my freedom of speech. And I speak the simple, plain truth of God. Whether you like it or not, I don't care if I'm stepping on people's toes. God is a God of correction and direction. And we need to understand that. Verse 15, Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far. There you have it. O house of Israel, say the Lord, it is a mighty nation. So this is a nation that is very powerful. And in its heyday, it was a power as being one of the superpowers in this world. More powerful than China, more powerful than North Korea, more powerful than any other nation out there. It was the USSR. And we had what is called the Cold War back then, and we used to tremble against this enemy. Because this is a fierce enemy that we had, that we could never overcome, that we could never do anything about. We were scared to death about this enemy. That is a plain fact and the plain simple truth. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understands what they say. Let me ask you, have you ever tried to understand people speaking Russian? You know, you can listen to somebody speaking Spanish, for example, and you can pick up a lot of words. You can listen to somebody speaking Italian, and you can understand some of the things they said. You can even listen to somebody speaking French, and you know what they say, because a lot of those Romance languages have been also entwined in our English language. But this Russian language, even the symbols that they use to write, is incredible, completely out of whack. The only thing that I know how to say in Russia is Kadila, which means how are you? Spasiva, which means thank you. Da, which means yes, and Niet, which means no. That's it. Oh, and yes, if I am in a romance with a Russian lady, I will say Tevia Lublu, which means I love you. But that is as far as I go in Russian. Verse 16, their quiver is an open sepulcher. They are all mighty men. Yes, it is a very mighty nation indeed. And they shall eat up thine harvest, listen to this, and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thy herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities, wherein thou trusted with a sword. So in other words, we're going to be powerless. We're going to be powerless against Russia, which will come not exactly with love. Nevertheless, in those days, said the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. So God is going to intervene. God is going to, you know, step in. And it shall come to pass when you shall say, wherefore does the Lord our God all these things unto us? In other words, why is God doing this to me? I mean, we're putting our voice in God who we trust. We go to church on Sunday. You know, we are so Protestant nation, you know. We believe so much in God. Why is God doing, allowing this to happen to us? That's what we're going to say. Then shall thou answer them, like as you have forsaken me and serve strange gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Because they're going to bring us into captivity back to Russia. And we're going to be their slaves. Just like the original children of Israel were slaves to the Egyptians, my friends and brethren. It's about time you wake up. declare this in the house of Jacob, that is us, the United States of America, and publish it in Judah, that is the so-called state of Israel, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear you not me? So God is asking, don't you have any fear for me? Don't you know who I am, said the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence? Which I place the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people has a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God. You know, no one out there is thinking about the real God of your Bible. No one out there is thanking God every day. You know, they're thanking the God of this world. They're so much into, you know, the latest fad. You know, they're so much into the celebrities. Like, for example, this Mexican faggot, this Mexican homosexual that recently died, and, you know, they made a big thing out of it, you know. It's been in the news for about 2 weeks now. Everything is about Juan Gabriel, you know. And so, you know, some celebrity dies, and that's what they care about. But they don't, you know, they don't talk about God. They don't see what God has done. You know, look what God says. You know, let us not fear the Lord our God that has given rain, both the former and the latter in this season. He reserves unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Verse 25, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. So you see, all of the problems, all of the misery, all of the tragedies that is going on in this land today is because we have brought it upon ourselves for not obeying God and for not doing His will. It's about time you wake up to that fact. Verse 26, for among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that settles snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. See, see. Who are the people that are leading this country? The Freemasons, the Illuminati, the power players, okay? The filthy rich, the Satanists. They're the ones that are ruling this country behind the secret doors, behind the scenes. And it's about time you understand that, my friends and brethren. They're the ones running the show. Mr. Obama and everybody else and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and all those politicians are puppets of the devil. Real wicked men are running the show, whether we like to upset that or not. It is a fact. Verse 28. They are waxen fat. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. In other words, you know, these billionaires and these super rich, they keep getting richer and richer every day. They have all of their fancy cars. You see them and they're super fat, you know. You can tell that they eat good every day, you know. They're getting fatter and fatter, you know. They prosper every day because they have sold their hearts and their soul to the very devil. And they got so much stuff that they don't know what to do with it. They got money to burn, my friend. Literally, they got money to burn. It says they wasn't fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. In other words, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. That's how bad they are. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. You know, you have to wonder, you know, why is it that, you know, the poor people, the people that are struggling, you know, the underdog, you know, the people that are really good, why don't they prosper? And why all of these SOBs, why all of these idiots, why all of these wicked, perverse people are prospering every day? They're getting richer and richer. Why is it? I'm telling you, it's frustrating, isn't it? And the right of the needy do they not judge? Verse 29. Shall I not visit for these things? God is asking that question. In other words, shall I not take care of them and really hit them hard? Say the Lord, shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Verse 30. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. Notice what this wonderful and horrible thing is being committed in this land. Verse 31 is the answer. The prophets, in other words, the preachers prophesy or preach falsely, and the priests in the Catholic churches bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. In other words, we just go along the blind, leading the blind, and we all fall into the ditch. And, you know, we all keep all of these customs, the Christmas, you know, all of these pagan holidays that we celebrate and observe. And we just swallow it, hook, line, and sinker. And what will you do in the end thereof? So that is God's question to you today. What will you do in the end when you continue in this calamity, in this deception? Tragic lie of Satan the devil. What will you do in the end when you will see all of the things that God is going to bring upon this nation for punishment? I think he has done enough already. He has bought a lot of properties, a lot of people, a lot of acres in the West Coast. He has drowned a lot of people in floods. I mean, what do you have to see, my friends and brothers, to wake up and to realize that God is working a purpose down here below? How long should you wait? Get this, to get the truth and to repent and to turn around from your wicked and evil ways. How long shall God wait? So I'm going to leave you with that question. Meditate, ponder about that, and examine yourself. Take this program, this very show today, of September 5th, 2016, very seriously. Because very soon, my friends, it's going to get really bad. It's going to get real ugly, I'm telling you. And when you see this, you will know that a prophet of God has told you tonight. So until next time, this is Apostle Yeshua saying goodbye and good night, friends.
You have heard the New Radio Church of God with Apostle Yeshua. For more information on baptism and other inquiries and counseling, you may email Apostle Yeshua at MajesticMe, that's with a K, MajesticMe at yahoo.com.